It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Officials in Egypt are calling it the deadliest terror attack in their country's modern history. On Friday, Islamist terrorists attacked a crowded mosque in a village in the Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 300 people and injuring scores more. The ease with which the attack was carried out is drawing scrutiny on the Egyptian government's response to the Islamic insurgency in Sinai and whether the government led by President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi can provide security. Declan Walsh is Cairo bureau chief for The New York Times.
We know that there had been a series of warnings from militants in that area against the residents of this village over the last number of months, and particularly in the last couple of weeks, warning them to stop practicing the Sufi form of Islam. Now, experts on militancy say that it would not be unusual for the Islamic State or for their local affiliate perhaps to avoid claiming responsibility for an attack like this, just because it is such a sensitive issue to carry out a massacre of so many Muslims, the largest in Egypt's history, and the potential backlash that might bring. But their goal is to try and sow division, and that's why they had been turned their guns against Orthodox Coptic Christians, and it now appears to be why they have turned their focus onto the country's Sufi community.
Declan, you mentioned the warnings and the threats that had been mounting over the past many months in Sinai for an attack like this. Did the government hear those warnings? Was security stepped up? And is there any sense among residents of this village or in Egypt more broadly that an attack like this could have been prevented because of the warnings?
That's certainly a question that's going to be asked of President Sisi's forces going forward. You know, why their intelligence had not picked up on this threat and why they had failed to anticipate, you know, that it could result in a massacre like this, as well, of course, as the question of how these militants managed to carry out this kind of attack in broad daylight during Friday prayers and apparently escape unimpeded until later that evening, where we had Egyptian warplanes that bombed, as they said, some of the vehicles that were involved in the attack. But it does seem that when this attack was taking place, the attackers took their time. They walked into the mosque after firing some sort of explosives inside. They shot people dead, and then they walked around, as witnesses say, and they looked to see people who are still breathing and executed them. Then they opened fire on the ambulances as the emergency services arrived. So this, you know, certainly from what we know, gives the impression of an attack that was carried out, if not in a relaxed fashion, then certainly, these militants took their time to kill as many people as possible without being challenged. So both on the intelligence front and on the security front, there are going to be questions for the Egyptian government here to answer about how they are fighting Islamic State in the Sinai.
The details are sickening, Declan, but the Sisi government had been accused even before this attack of mishandling the Islamic insurgency in Sinai.
You know, the criticism that experts make of President Sisi's strategy is that it is very distant from the people. They're not bringing the people on board. And then to add to that, there has been a constant rattle of accusations of human rights abuses. There have been instances where the Egyptian military have raised entire villages in order to, as they say it, to ensure security. So it certainly seems to be a very brutal fight on both sides. And the criticism of the government is that it's not doing enough to bring the local people on board to get their help to try and prevent attacks like the one we saw on Friday.
So Declan, if the broader strategy behind these attacks on Coptic Christians, on Sufi Muslims, is to sow divisions in Egyptian society, what is the government doing to counteract that message?
Well, certainly President Sisi has been a very staunch supporter of the Christian community after those attacks against Coptic churches earlier this year. And obviously now that Muslims have been attacked, there are an estimated 15 million Egyptians who practice the Sufi form of Islam. It's very likely that he will stand in solidarity with them.
Declan Walsh, thank you for the update.
My pleasure.
Declan Walsh is Cairo bureau chief for The New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.